Today's daf is Soita daf Yudbeis, and we are a little more than an amud behind, 13 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Aleph, amud Aleph, the two dots, v'nilcham banu v'olam in ha'aretz. Today's daf's being learned for Ilui Nishmas, Chaim Elozah ben Yibadol L'Chaim, Reb Shimshin Aryeh. So the Gemara digressed, and amazingly digressed into the sugya of the Shibud Mitzrayim and then the subsequent Geulas Mitzrayim. And as the Gemara began at the end of yesterday's daf, today's daf is going to be almost 100% a discussion of the Psukim in the beginning of Parsha Shemois that really set up what will culminate in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, the Psukim that the Gemara is going to darshan in today's daf are Psukim that we're all familiar with. We learned these Psukim, Chimish Rasha and Cheder. But at the same time, I think it's kedai just to read the Psukim, Mavis Sedradik, so that we reacquaint ourselves with the drushes that Chazal are going to share with us in today's daf. So the context is right in the beginning of Parsha Shemois. The Pasuk says, Vayokom Melech Chodesh al Mitzrayim, Asher lo yoda es Yosef, Vayomer al Amoy. And this Melech Mitzrayim told his nation, Hinei am b'nei Yisrael, Rava otzum imenu. I see this demographic within our population that's growing and it's getting strong. I'm a little worried about them. Hovin is chatmalit. Let's come up with an eitzah. Pen yirveh, because I'm afraid that they're going to gain more seats in parliament and their power is only going to intensify. And if that's the case, they may decide to rebel. They're going to fight with us. And they're going to force us, believe it or not, out of the land. So, paroi gets together, his three advisors, as we saw in yesterday's daf, and they come up with the following eitzah. They decided that they are going to impose slave labor upon the Jewish people. To pain them. And they forced the Yidden to build Ore Miskenos. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. And what were these Orem? What were these cities? One was Pisaim, and the other one was Ramses. The Kasha Yanu Oise, the Pasuk says, but as Pari was chepping with the Yidden, Ken Yir Bevchen Yifroitz, it was causing the Yidden at the same time to grow and to multiply. Vayokutsu Mipnei B'nei Yisrael, and the Mitzrayim, they were disgusted by the Yidden. Vayavidu Mitzrayim Es B'nei Yisrael Befarach. Vayimoro Es Chayeim Bavayda Kasha, Bechaymer Bilveinim, Uvechol Avayda Basada, Es Koy Lavidasam, Asher Abdu Behem Befarach. Vayimri Melech Mitzrayim, Lami Yaldiyos Seivriyos. And then the Pasuk says that the Melech Mitzrayim told the Mialdios, or Ivrios, the midwives, Ashashema Acha Shifra. Who were these Mialdios? One of them was Shifra, and the other one was Pua. Vayoymer, and he said, Vayaletchem Esa Ivrios, when the Jewish women are going to have children, Uri Isem Alo Avnoyim, and you're going to see them on the Avnoyim. What does that mean? The Gemara is going to say in today's daf, Im Benhu, if the child that's born is a son, Vahamite Noisai, kill it. V'imbasi, if however the child that's born is a girl, v'chaya, she's able to live. V'atirena ha-miyaldois eswalikim. But although the miyaldois were instructed by the most powerful man in the world, by Paroi, that this is what they're supposed to do, but they didn't fear Paroi. Who they feared was the Eibishta. V'loy asu kasher diber alei Melech Mitzrayim. They did not do what Melech Mitzrayim told them. V'atichayenu sayiladim. And instead of killing the boys, they kept them alive. Vayikra Melech Mitzrayim l'miyaldos. So Melech Mitzrayim gets word of this, and he calls the miyaldos, vayomer lehem, and he tells them, adu asisa me'adover hazeh, vatechayenu esayiladim. You were instructed to do otherwise. So the miyaldos told Paroi, ki loy chanoshim ha-mitzriyos ivriyos. You have to realize that these women that are giving birth, these Jewish women, they're not like the mitzriyos. Ki choyos heina. What does that mean? We'll see in the daf. B'terem tovoy aleim ha-miyaledes v'yolodu. Before we even had a chance to come and to live with these babies, the children had already been born. Vayetev alikim la-miyaldos. The pasuk says that the Eibishta really found favor in what it was that the miyaldos did. Vayirev ha-om and it caused the nation and the Klal Yisrael to continue to grow and to multiply. And it was when the Miyaldis had Yira from the Eibishta, The Ebishter made for them batim. What does that mean? We'll see in the daf as well. Par instructed his entire nation saying, Kol habein hayiloid hayyoyra tashlichu v'chalabas t'chayim. Meaning, initially Pari tried with the Miyadis, but that didn't work. So now Pari tries another approach. Vayitzav Pari l'chol amay leimor. Now he's going l'chol amay, although we'll see in the daf, the Gemara is going to darshan what those words mean. And again, kol haben hayiloid, not just kill, but hayyoyra tashlichu, throw him into the yar, throw them into the nivus, v'chalabas t'chayim. Either way, these are the psukim that are going to be the backdrop of the majority of the first part of the daf. Zok deheilige gemara. So right in the beginning, Paroi tells his advisors that I'm a little bit worried about the Jewish people. The reason I'm worried about them is because I see that they're growing and they're gaining power, and I'm afraid that they may rebel. And if they rebel, they may be successful, so much so, v'nilcham banu, they'll wage a war against us, va'olim in aretz, and they're going to force us to leave the land. Says the Gemara, va'ali numi ba'ale. Isn't this pasuk grammatically incorrect? What it should have said was, v'nilcham banu, va'ali nu. It's going to force us to leave the land. That's what Pari's fear was. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana said, ka'adam shemakal lasa'atzmai. Pari was acting like a person who's cursing himself of v'toyle kilasa b'chavere. But he doesn't want to say it out of his mouth. And as a result, he's saying it as if, we're going to be forced out of the land. They'll be forced out of the land, or some nameless person will be forced out of the land. But really what he meant was va'alinu, he just didn't want to say it, which is interesting, because we know in Yiddishkeit we have an idea of bris krusalis vasayim, al tiftach pela satan. So this is Paroi, who clearly was sensitive to this Indian as well. The pasuk says, vayasimu olav sarei misamal. So what was the etza of Paroi? The etza was that let's force the Jews into slave labor, and by doing that, we're going to be able to suppress them. So the pasuk says, "Vayasimu olav sarei misim." So what's the kasha aleim ibayle? Again, this is grammatically incorrect. What the pasuk should have said was, "Vayasimu aleim," on them, meaning the yidden. Tanid Rabbi Liaz Reb Shimon Melame. This is coming to teach us. Sheheviu malbein. They brought a brick for tolei the parav tzavari, and they hung it on the tzavar, on the neck of parai. So any yid that said, "I'm an istanis, I'm not a blue collar worker. This is not something I can do." They would tell him, "Klum istinis ata yosemi Paroi. Are you more of an istinis than Paroi? Look at Paroi. He's walking around with a brick around his neck, meaning he's even getting involved in the labor." Initially, they didn't make it sound like this was only going to be for the Jews. Everybody was involved. Lerabi's Paroi, and that's how they were able to get the Yidden in. And once they got the Yidden in, like this already, they made sure that they weren't going to be able to get out. What does the pasuk mean when it says sorry misen? What's the taich? Ayasimu olav sorry misen davar shemesen. What it means is that, like the Gemara just said, they put the brick around Paroi, which was a davar shemesen. It was something that forced the Yidden to ultimately do the same thing, because it took away their koyach hatayna, if the king is doing it. So what's everybody else going to say? And that's why it's called misen miloshen mesen. It's mathel. It caused the Yidden to do what they did. Why did they do this? Laman anoisoi b'siv loisa. To cause them inu, to cause them pain and suffering. Says the Gemara, the same diak. Anoisam yiboyele. Why is it laman anoisoi? Him in the singular? Laman anoisam, it's the Yidden. Says the Gemara, the same pirish. Laman anoisoi leparoi b'siv loisam the Yisrael. Because again, what's happening here in these psukim are a subtle reference to Paroi initially involving himself and engaging in the Sivlois Mitzrayim. This is all a hechatimtza to try to get the Yidden to get involved as well. And that's the Vayasimu Olav on Paroi himself. Sorry, Misim, it's a Dovash and Mesim. Laman Anoisoi, again on Paroi himself. This dikta chazes itself over three times in this pasuk to bring out this point, that the way the Mitzrayim got the Yidden to engage initially in the labor, the Hava Neschak Maloi, was Vayasimu Olav Sorei Misim Laman Anoisoi, that Paroi himself would be involved. Either way, the pasuk says that what were the Yidden told to do? Vayiven Ori Miskenois LaParoi. They had to build Ori Miskenois as Pisaim Ves Ramses. So what does it mean, Ari Miskenos? What's the title? Rav Shmuel was Machlekes. Rav Shmuel Chadama once said that these cities were called Miskenos, Shemisachnos es Baleim, because it caused the Bailim of these cities tremendous sakana. Rashi says, Shal Yidei Oysan Ha'arim. It was because of these cities. Va'oysa Avoid, And this work that the Jews were forced to do, that nistaknu Mitzrayim, that the Mitzrayim were put into sakana, litova b'yam, to ultimately drown in the yam, which was the culmination of Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'chadam, the other one said, shememaskenois esbaleim, that these cities caused the Mitzrayim to become poor. Rashi says, medaldolois, miloshen dal, kedechsiv ayinotzlu es Mitzrayim. That the Yidden, when they left Mitzrayim, they emptied out the entire land, and that's the reference of memaskenois. The Amar Mar, you find kol oisik bebinyan, any person that engages in binyan, in construction, mismasking, eventually it leads li deidalus, it leads li deanios. Now Rashi says that based on the girsa that we have, the way we just teach the Gemara, chadomar mesaknes es blame, chadomar maskines es blame, that it's referring to the mitzvah and the punishment that they got. On the one hand, they drowned. On the other hand, they became aniyim as well. What's amar mar kol oisik bebinyan mismasking? Whether that is something Mar said or is not something Mar said, it has nothing to do with our sugya. That's a more general idea that when it comes to different geschäften, you have to realize that's a risk factor that that industry happens to have. So Rashi says it's muchach from that line that there was another girsa in the Gemara. And there was a girsa in the Gemara that the vayiven ari miskenois lapare, chad oma shemesaknois, v'chad oma shememaskenois, wasn't unique to pare. But this is true for all people that engage in binyan. Binyan is an inyan of sakana. Rashi says the reason is inyan of sakana because sometimes you're building something, it's not built properly, it can come tumbling down. And there's an inyan also of memaskenois as balei. And on that, it's kol oisik bebinyan mismasken. But al-kapanim, Rashi just speaks out here that from that on that mar, you see that there's another girsa going on over here, as Pisaim and as Ramses. So what are the name of these two cities, these Ari Miskanois? So one was Pisaim and the other one was Ramses. Rabbi Shmuel was Machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel. Chadam, one said Pisaim Shmuel. The real name of the city was Pisaim. I mean, it was one city. And it was called Pisaim. V'lomen Nikashman Ramses. Why was it also called Ramses? Sherishoin Rishoin Misroises. Because as they were building the city of Pisaim, the city was Misroises, meaning it kept on falling. As a result, they had to rebuild it, and that's why it was called Ramses. V'chadam, the other one said Ramses, Shmuel really was called Ramses. V'lam and Ikshma Pisaim, why was it called Pisaim? She Rishon, Rishon, Pitahim Boiloi. Because as they were building it, the Pitahim, the Tahim was swallowing it. Meaning, Rav and Shmuel both agree, number one, it was one city, either Pisaim or Ramses. They also both agree that the Metzias was that as the Yidden were building the city was sinking. They were building it on the proverbial quicksand. So it was sinking. And it's for that reason that it was called either Ramses because it was Misraises or Pisaim because Pisaim Bailai. So the Machlekes is not in what happened. Machlekes is also not in whether it's one city or two cities. Machlekes is what's the Iker Shem and what's the Shem that it was given as a result of this characteristic. One held the real name was Pisaim, the other held that the real name was Ramses. I saw in the Netzaitz Deor from Reuven Margolius, so he says that according to one man, the Amar, it was called Ramses, V'lama Nikra Shma Pisaim, She'rishayim Rishayim Pi Tahayim Boiloi. The Tahayim swallowed it up. He said, maybe that's why Mida Kineged Mida, you find in the Az Yasher, Tahayim Mois Yichas Yumu, Yardu Bim Tzoyles Kimayavin. Because they caused the Yidden this extra pain and suffering that you have to build, and the Pi Tahayim is Boileya. So that Tahayim that was swallowing up the city that the Yidden were building, Tahayim Mois Yichas Yumu, the Mitzrim themselves, the Mesaknois Es Baleim played itself out in the Pi Tahayim Boileya. Either way, the Pasuk continues and says, V'kasha Ya'anu Oysoi, Kain Yirbe v'chein Yifroitz, says the Gemara. Kain Yirbe v'chein Yifroitz, Kain Rab v'chein Partzum Yibayalei. Kashi Anu is in the present tense, or in the past tense. Kain Yirbe is in the future tense. So the tenses seem to not be aligned properly. Amar Reish Lakish, so Reish Lakish said, Ruach HaKodesh Mevasrasan, that this was Ruach HaKodesh talking and saying, Kain Yirbe v'chein Yifroitz, Ke'ilu, you think that you're going to be able to chepa with the Yidden, you should know, Segeit Chgunish Halfin. Rashi and Chumash says a Gishmak. Rashi quotes the But the point is, you think that, oh, you're going to, because of Pen Yerba, Kashi Anu, you should know, Ken Yerba, it's not Pen Yerba, it's Ken Yerba. This is exactly the way it's going to be. So the Pasuk says that the Mitzrim were Pashat disgusted by the Bnei Yisrael. The Lamed, we learn from here, that it got to the point that Yidden were literally Daimon Be'enehem Kikoitzim. And then the Mitzrim started causing the Yidden to work Befarach. What does Befarach mean? Rabbi Lazar said Beferach, that originally Taprashi Mashchum Bedvarim Ubeschar Adcher Hirgilum Lavoita. Originally they just talk them into wanting to work. They even paid them, right? Even Paroi is doing it, like we saw. So that's what they're trying to do. But Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni Amar Befricha, no. They came immediately, b'shivrin guf. Immediately they came very, very strong. Initially they started b'chaymer levenu l'besoif, u'b'chol avoyde basada. They went after them with all the works in the field. As kol avidasim asha avdu behem b'farach. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yonasan. Shoy machlifim melechas anashim l'nashim, melechas nashim l'nashim. Everybody knows this. They would tell the men to do the work of the women, and they would tell the women to do the work of the men. Says the Gemara, nice knetch. U'lemando amar nami hasam b'ferach. Even according to the mandama, Rabbi Lazar, that said, that the first time it says parech in the pasuk, what does it mean? It doesn't mean hard labor. To the contrary, it means beferach. But over here, hachavade befricha. But over here, for sure, what does it mean? It means befricha. How do you know that? So Rashi says the first time the pasuk says vayavidu mitzrayim es bnei yisrael befarech. What does befarech mean? I don't know. It can mean anything. Maybe it means beperach. They had good jobs. The next pasuk is vayimaru es chayeyem. And then it says, so this is already coming after Vayimaru as Chayim. So this obviously must be that this was taka very, very shredded labor. That's why the Gemara says that even Rabbi Lazar that said the first Befarach means Beferach, but the second Befarach already means different. This already means Milashim Pricha. This already means Avoidus Parach in the more conventional sense. Before we go weiter, just one Ha'ara. So the Pasuk says, Vayakutsu mipnei b'nei Yisrael. Malamed shayudoymen beinem kikoytzen. The Chasam Sofer in Teiras Moshe in Parshas Shmos says a davar nifla. He says that this pasuk of Ayakutsu v'pnei bnei Yisrael be'emes was a tremendous hatava that the Eibush did for Klal Yisrael, because what it did was it protected the nashim in Klal Yisrael, because the emes is the women were very, very vulnerable, and it's pashit that al piderech hateva, the mitzrim should have violated, they should have defiled the Nashi Yisrael. But the Chasam Sofer says it didn't happen. And he says the reason that it didn't happen was vayakutsu mipnei bnei Yisrael, because they were disgusted in the eyes of the Yidden. And says the Chasam Sofer, that's why in the end of Parshas Emor, we know we have the Parsha where the Pasuk talks about vayetzi ben isha Yisraelis hu ben ish mitzri, the ganze maisa over there with shloimis bas divri lamatei don. There was one shloimis bas divri in Klal Yisrael that you find had a relationship with an Egyptian man. But no one else did. What's pshat nobody else did? It's because vayakutsu mipnei bnei Yisrael. And the Chasam Sofer said that was the Shmir of Klal Yisrael. It came from this pasuk, Vayakutsu bnei Yisrael. That's where Klal Yisrael ends up having a kiyum. And the Chasam Sofer says a beautiful isafa. He says that if you look in the pasuk later, the pasuk says in Parsha Shmos, so it says that the Eibishter took the chen ha'am and he gave it be'ene Yisrael. It says, Vayiten Hashem eschein ha'am be'ene Mitzrayim. Vayiten Hashem eschein ha'am be'ene Mitzrayim. So this is already 180 degrees from Vayakutsu mipnei bnei Yisrael. What's the next pas? Next words? Gamo ish Moshe gadol ma'od be'eretz Mitzrayim be'inei avdei paru be'inei yom. Says the Chasam Sofer, what's the smichus? The smichus is till now they weren't chappening with the Nashi Yisrael. Why not Vayakutsu mipnei bnei Yisrael? But now it's Vayiten Hashem eschein ha'am be'inei Mitzrayim. So if they have chein already, so now the women are vulnerable. The teretz was gamo ish Moshe gadol ma'od be'eretz Mitzrayim be'inei avdei paru be'inei yom, that they were so afraid of Moshe Rabbeinu because he was such a gadol, so they vayit ahead of shmirah. So in that pasuk Vayiten Hashem eschein ha'am be'inei Mitzrayim, now they need Shmirah, because they don't have any more the Shmirah by Yakutsu b'pnei b'nei Yisrael. So mamish in the same pasuk, gamo ish moisho gadol ma'od be'eretz Mitzrayim be'inei yavdei paru u'be'inei yah. The emes is, the Svar Makdoshim say that the pasuk says that Paru said, he told him yaldois, and then he says it again. He says that every boy that's born in benhu v'amite noisoi, the embassy, the Svar Makdoshim say that you see that Paroi had shlita on the bonim of Klal Yisrael, but he didn't have shlita on the bonim of Klal Yisrael. And that's the pnimius of the ben hu v'amite noisa, because he had shlita over the bonim, the embassy, Pashup Shad is because he knew Mashiach and Shal Yisrael, but on a pnimius level, he had shlita over the bonim, he didn't have shlita over the bonis. It could be that's part of this oimik here, that he didn't have shlita over the bonis. And the way it was chal, that he didn't have shlita over the bonis was, vayakut mibnei b'nei Yisrael. Maybe that's why it was in the schar of the Noshim Tzidkanis, this next gemara that we're about to learn, that Nigelu Abiseinu, because on some level, they taka weren't captive. They weren't tachas memshelas paroi. And because of that, they were able to maybe be Oved Hashem in a way that the men weren't able to, and that's why it's Beschaim Noshim Shitzkonis, Nikolav Yisena Mitzrayim, Zok de Gemara Vaitin, Doresh Rabavir, as we just said, Beschaim Noshim Shitzkonis, Shoye Boise Ador, and the Schad Noshim Shitzkonis, Boise Ador, Nigalu Yisrael Mitzrayim, that the Yidden were redeemed from Mitzrayim. Incidentally, the Rashbam says in Psochim Daf Kuf Ches on the base, Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Noshim Chayovis Ba'arba Koisois, Sha'af Hein Hoyu Ba'oisoi Hanes. So, Dr. Rashbam, what does it mean? Sha'af Hein Hoyu Ba'oisoi Hanes? It means that the Iker Nes happened because of the Noshim, and he's Mitzayin. He says, Soita Dafir Aleph on the base. So, if you want to know if this is in Yonah Diyema, Soita Dafir Aleph on the base. As I say in Rashbam, in Psochim Daf Kuf Ches on the base, maybe the Pesach Daf in the entire Berak Arvei Pesachim. But Al Kaponim was Beschar Noshim Tzad Koni Yishoy Ba'isa Ador Nigal Yisom Mitzrayim Shosha Choyz Lishoy Mayim. When the women used to go to take water from the well, Kodesh Baruch Hu Mezamen Lamedogim Titan Bekadeh, so the Ebishter would be Mezamen for them little fish that would end up coming in their pails V'shoy Avos, and they would take water, and in the water was Mechza Mayim and Mechza Dogen. So they didn't just get water, they got water and they got Dogen. And they would take two pots and they would put it on top of the stove. Achat Shal Chamin, one they would heat up water, the Achashal dog, and the other one, they would cook fish. And they would bring it to their husbands, Lasada, who were working in the field. They would take the hot water and they would bathe them. The Sochay Soysam, and then they would smear them. Umachilo Soysam, they'd take the fish, give them to eat. Umashko Soysam, give them to drink. Viniskoko Islam, and then there was Tashmis. Where was the Tashmis? The Tashmish, it was Bein HaShifatoyim, it was in between the area, the Grenitz, the border, where it was private. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, in Tishkevun Bein Shifatoyim, the Goymer, says the Gemara. B'schar Tishkevun Bein Shifatoyim, it was in the schar of this, that Zochu Yisrael Bizas Mitzrayim, that the Yidim was Zochu to Bizas Mitzrayim, Shenemer, because the end of that Pasuk, that begins in Tishkevun Bein Shifatoyim, which we just said is referring to the Noshen Tzidkonius that were Meshamish in Baleim in the field. They were Zoicha to Kanfe Yoino Nechba Bakesef Vevroiseo Birakrak Choritz. It's the safe of that Pasuk. Kanfe Yoino is Klal Yisrael Nechba Bakesef, which is referring to Ashirus, and that's where the Bezos Mitzrayim came from. Kimish and Misabrois. So after the Tashmish, these women would become pregnant. Boys, the Batem, they would go to their homes. Kimish and Megiz Mal Modem, when it came time for them to give birth, Hochos V'yodos Besod, they would go to the field. Tachas HaTapuach, under the apple tree. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Tachas HaTapuach, now they didn't have any mialdis, they didn't have anyone to take care of these babies. So Hashem would make a miracle. He would send from Shmei Moroim somebody that would come, that would be mankir umashperoisim, that would take care of the mother and the baby. Like a chay, like a midwife that takes care of the children. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, umoldei sayich biyoyim huledes oisach loychora shorech uvamayim loyruchatz lemishli vegoimer. Meaning, this pasuk, the way the Gemara is darshining it, is referring to the mothers that were giving birth in the fields. They had no one to take care of these babies. But at the same time, Hashem sent a miracle. Nishmei Marim came, and everything was worked out. Umalakilam shnei yigulim. And not just that, the Eivishtu was mezamin for them. Two rocks. Echad shel shemen. One, you were able to fetch oil out of. The echad shel dvash. And the other one, you were able to get honey. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, vayenikeyu dvash misela. The Shemen Mechal Mishzuk. Kimish Mekir Mehem Mitzrayim. As soon as the Mitzrayim heard about what was going on, they wanted to kill the babies. Venasalim Nes. The Ebishter performed the miracle. Venivlon Bekarka. And they got swallowed up in the ground. Umevin Shvarim. So what the Mitzrayim did is they understood that they must be in the ground. So they brought oxen V'chorshin Al Gabon. And they were Chorish, that entire area. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Al Gabi Chorshu Chorshin V'goyim. After they went away, they would grow out of the ground, ke'isnef asada, mamish, like grass grows, shenemar, as the Pasuk says, revavo kitzemach hasada nisatich, kimish, amiskadlin, as they were getting older, these children got older, ban, adorim, adorim, all of a sudden they came home, mamish, they lived there for a little while, and all of a sudden they come home, shenemar, as the Pasuk says, vatirbi, vatigdali, vatavoyi, ba'adi, adoyim. What does it mean? Al tikri ba'adi adoyim, ela ba'adre adorim. They came literally like flock. Ukishenigla kodesh baruch alayom. And when the Eivishter revealed himself to the Yidden at the Yam, Heim hekiru tchila. They were the first ones to recognize the Eivishter because they knew the Eivishter already. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Zeh keli vanveyu. They were able to point because they had seen the Eivishter. Zeh always means you're pointing. This is something that you know. And they knew because they had already seen the Eivishter. Chasam Sofer says that the Pasuk says, Ubnei Yisrael paru Vayishritzu, Vayirbu, Vayatzmu b'moid ma'oid, Vatimolei ha'aretz oysa. Says the Chasam Sofer Yerushalayim, this is a remez to this Gemara right here, that they literally got swallowed up in the ground and they were mevatzvitzin va'olam. That's vatimolei ha'aretz oysam. The aretz itself was molei with Klal Yisrael. The Yidden were literally physically in the aretz. A remez to this Chazal. Vatimolei ha'aretz oysam. So the Melech Mitzrayim understands the problem here, and he goes to the Meyaldois of Ivrois. Rav Shmuel's Machlok is Rav Shmuel. Chadam once said, Ishu Bita. Who are the Meyaldois? One, it was a mother and a daughter. Chadam once says, Kalav Chamoisa. It was a Shviger and a Shneer. Madam Ishu Bita. The one that says it was a mother and a daughter, Yecheved and Miriam. It's referring to Yecheved and Miriam. Madam Kalav Chamoisa. The one that says it was a mother and a daughter alone, Yecheved Velisheva. So it's the same Yecheved. There's no Shai if it was Yecheved. The question is Yecheved with her daughter Miriam or with her daughter-in-law Elisheva, Basaminodov, who's the wife of Aharon HaKohen. Tanya Kamadam Isho Bita, a price that supports the Shita that says Isho Bita, Tanya, we're going to the price. Everyone knows this price. Shifra, Zu Yecheved. So who are the Miyaldois? It's Shifra and Pur. Shifra was Yecheved. Of Lamanik Shema Shifra. Why was she called Shifra? She had Mishaper as a Vlad, because she would be Mishaped of Vlad. So one of the jobs of the Miyaldois were that when the baby was born, they would take the baby and they would smooth out the limbs and make sure everything was all okay. So that was Shifra's job. And that's why she's called Shifra. She had Mishaper as a Vlad. Sheparu v'rabu Yisrael b'yamek. Because during her times, the Yidden were paru v'rabu pua. Zu Miriam is Miriam. But Lama Nikshon pua. Or she called pura. Shehoisa paya. Because she would speak to the seeing. She would coo for the babies, and that's why she's called Tavaracha pua. Shehoisa paya baruch hakodesh. She spoke baruch hakodesh v'imeres. As the Gemara is going to say later in the daf. Asido imi shetele ben shemayshia. So my mother's going to give birth to a child that's going to be mayshia. And says shopayoyim. The pasuk says v'yaletchen es ha. So the pasuk says that Paru says like this. He tells Bialetchem Mesho Ivriois Uri Isan Alu Avnoim. You're gonna see them on the Avnoim, and Benhu Vamitanoisai, then Basi Vikhai. So what's this Avnoim? Amr Abkhan, Simon Godam Asalam. Paru gave them a simon. Amalam, he told them Shoshi Kiras Leilate, when a woman is ready to have a baby, Yurechoiseha, her thighs, mitstananois, become very cold, kavnoim, like a stone. So he was giving the Miyaldois a simon to know when it is that they're going to be ready to have a baby. Like this, you can chop the baby right away and you can kill the baby. This time, some say that the avnoyim is a mashal, as the pasuk says, ve'ered beis hayoytz, is a pasuk in Yirmiyo, v'hinei hu oysem melacha, alo avnoyim. So this is referring to a yoytzer. A yoytzer is a potter. So my yoytzer is there, yerech mikan v'yerech mikan v'sad me'emza. Right, so when he sets up his shop, so he has one board on one side, he has another board on the other side, and then he has something on top, his like desk, where he does his work. Af isha yerech mikan v'yerech mikan v'avlad bo'emza. So that's why this Indian is referred to as avnoyim. And ben huv ha'mita noyitz, amra b'chanin esimim godo mosa lehem. Pari gave them another simon. He said, Ben, pun of Lamata, that Ben is born, a boy is born with his face downwards. Bas, panel, Lamaila, Rashi says, Kiderach Tashmish, Vakirena, Hamialdois, Eso Elekim, Valoy Asu, Kasha Dibar, Aleim Paroi. It should have said that the Mialdois didn't do what Paroi told them, not Aleya means like to them or about them. So the word aleim seems to be the wrong word. Amar Rabbi Yisrael Chanina Melamich Etavon Ledvar Avera, that it was being Teveya them Ledvar Avera v'loy Nitvo, but at the same time loy Nitvo. Not only did the Mialdis not listen to Paroi and they didn't kill these children, but even more so, they were maspikois mayim umazin. They literally gave them chias. So what did the Mialdis say? Before we even show up, these children have already been born. My chayos. What does it mean that chayos heino? Ilei mechayos mamish doesn't mean chayos. That why? That they're miyaldos themselves. So that's why. Right? You could be the biggest chay in the world, but you still need someone. They told them as follows. Umazuk chayinim shalom. This nation is mamas like a chaya. Yehuda gur arya. Yehuda is compared to a leib, to a lion. Don yehi don nachash. It was like a snake. Naphtali ayala shlucha. Yisachar chamar garem. He's a donkey. Yosef b'chor shor. Binyamin is a wolf. Zev yitrof. Dechsiv be chsiv be. Now the shvatim where it says meforish what they are, it says udaloy chsiv be. And as it relates to the other ones, it's a general pasuk in Yecheskel that says, "Va'amarta ma imcha leviya bein arayos ravatza b'toich kfirim ripsagura." The mother of Klal Yisrael. This is referring to the whole nation. You're like a leviya. You're like a lioness, right? So you see, the whole nation is referred to as animals, and just like animals, they can have babies without chayos. So too, they too were able to have babies without these midwives. Va'yehi. The pasuk says that it was. So what does it mean? Vayaslan batim. Pashim shana means that Pari made for them batim. He made for them houses. But the Gemara says another pshat. Ravish mochadam. One says batei kunav levia. It means they were zoicha to batei kunav levia. Vachadam. And the other one said batei malchus, that they were zoicha to batei malchus. Mandam a batei kunav levia. The mandam that says that they were zoicha to batei kunav levia. Aharon u'moshe. What was the batei kunav levia? It's referring to Aharon u'moshe. Umando amar. And the mando amar that says that what they got was batei malchus. David Nami mi Miriam Kaasi, it's referring to David, who came from Miriam, Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says, Vatomas Azuva, Azuva died, Vayikachloi Kalev as Ephras. So Kalev married Ephras, Vateled Loyas Chur, and she had for him Chur. Okay, we're gonna dash in this Pasuk in a minute. Vixiv, and the Pasuk says, Vidavid ben Ish Ephrasi Vigraimer. So Azuva dies, Kalev marries Ephras, has a son Chur. So what's really going on in this pasuk? What's really going on in this pasuk is that Azuva's Miriam. Miriam didn't die, but she had Tzaras, and a Mitzvah is one of the Dal that Achshuvim Tumeis. She was healed afterwards, and when she's healed, she's referred to not as Azuva, but now she's referred to as Ephras. So Vayikach Kalev as Ephras means that Kalev helped Miriam, helped her heal, as we'll see in the Gemara, and that Miriam, who's referred to as Azuv in the beginning of the pasuk, is now referred to as Ephras. But the bottom line is Miriam is Ephras, and Ephras has a son Chur, the David ben Ish Ephrasi, and you find that David comes from Ephras, who's Miriam. So you see that David came from Miriam. If David came from Miriam, so Vayaslam Batim could be Batim Malchus. So either way, so the pasuk says Vayaslam Batim. What's the Batim? Rabbi Shmuel, Chad Amar Batei Kuna Leviya, V'Chad Amar Batei Malchus. Where do you find that Kuna and Leviya came from Shifra and Pua? So that's easy. From Yocheved came Moshe, who's Batei Leviya, and came Aharon, who's Batei Kohuna. The mandama that says that it's Batei Malchus, it's referring to Miriam, also from Yecheved, right? The Lashon HaGemara is Malchus David Nami mi Miriam Kasi. Kemuvin, of course, it came from Yecheved. Yecheved is Miriam's mother, but the point is it comes from Miriam as well. Where do you see that? Because you find David HaMelech came from Ephras. Ephras is married to Kalev. Kalev is married to Miriam, which must mean that Miriam's name is Ephras, thus you see that she was Zoicha to Batei Malchus as well. So the Gemara now is going to digress a little bit, and the Gemara is going to discuss the relationship between Kalev and Miriam, and really it's going to center on a pasuk in Divrei Hayom, really psukim in Divrei Hayom. So we just mentioned the pasuk in Divrei Hayom that says, Vatomas Azuva, Vayikach Loi Kalev as Ephras, Vateled Loi Eschor, which the literal taicha of the pasuk sounds like it's saying, Azuva died, Kalev married Ephras and had a son Chur. Turns out Azuva didn't die. Azuva had Tzaras. Vayikach loy Kalev as Ephras. Ephras is the same person as Azuva. And by the way, Azuva and Ephras, you want to even know who they are? They're both Miriam. The Gemara now is going to dash another pasuk. The pasuk says, "VeKalev ben Chetzroim." Again, it's the same Kalev. Kalev ben Chetzroim hoyled es Azuva, gave birth to Azuva, Isha. What does that mean? Ves Yerios and Yerios, the Ela Bonel, and these are her sons, Yeshev Veshoivev Va'arden. Now, we saw from the pasuk that we just darshan, and we'll see it more in the next few pasukim that we're going to darshan, that everything is going to be literally completely not Pashup Shat, which is a chiddush, because usually, Emikri Yoitzim Edev Shutai. But this is going to be completely, completely not Kidev Shutai. And I just think as a hakdama to the next week, we're going to learn, we have to know one Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash is in Vayikra, Rabbah, it's Parasha Aleph Gimel. Rab Simoy B'Shem Rabbi Chua Ben Levi, Rab Chama Avud, Rabbi Shai B'Shem Rab Amri. Lo Nite in Divrei Ayamim Eloli Darish. The whole Divrei Ayamim was given for Drasha, and this Gemara that we're about to learn right now is a classic example. It's Exhibit A to this idea. So again, the pasuk says, "V'kolev ben chetzroin hoyled es azuva isha ve'es yerios ve'ila boneo yesher v'shoiva va'arden." Says the Gemara, "Ben chetzroin." I mean, Kolev We know who Kalev was. Who was Kalev's father? Kalev ben Yefuna. So afraid the Gemara, was he ben Chetzroi? He was ben Yefuna. So the Gemara says, the reason he's referred to in this pasuk as ben Chetzroi, not because his father's name is Chetzroi, rather ben Shepona me'atzas miraglin. He was a son that was Pona. Meaning, okay, really, Kalev's father was Chetzroi. He's Kalev ben Chetzroi. And the reason the pasuk refers to him as ben Yefuna is not because his father's name was Yefuna, but because he himself was Pana me'atzas mirag. Still have a kasha. Ben Knaz, who v'chayru Kalev's father was Knaz, not Chetzroi and not Yefuna. The pasuk says, v'yilku da Asniel ben Knaz, achi Kalev. So if Asniel ben Knaz is the brother of Kalev, and Asniel's father's name is Knaz, so doesn't that mean that Kalev's father's name is Knaz as well? Amar Rava Chargoy de Knazu. They weren't full brothers, but rather they were half brothers, meaning that they had the same mother, they didn't have the same father. So Erechanami, Asniel's father is Knaz, but at the same time, Kalev's father is Chetzroin, and the reason he's called Ben Yefuna is because of the fact that he was Panam Yatzas Miraklim. If Kalev and Asniel are brothers, and Asniel's father is Knaz, doesn't that mean that Kalev's father is Knaz? No, his father's not Knaz. It's his brother Mitzado Eim, not his brother Mitzado Ach. Av Dekanami, a riot to this pshat is the chsiv, because the pasuk says regarding Kalev, it says Kalev ben Yefuneh HaKnizi. So Shmam, you know, you see from here that he has a shaykhis to the family of Knaz, but at his mother is married to Knaz. But at the same time, Knaz is not his father, and that's why it's not a kasha that he's not referred to as Ben Knaz. Azuva Zumiriam. The pasuk said Azuva. So who is Azuva? Azuva is Miriam. Kalev ben Chetzroin hoiledes Azuva. It's referring to Miriam, like we saw in the previous pasuk. Why was she called Azuva? Shakol Azavua mitchilasa. Because she was a chilanis, Rashi says, and because she wasn't well, everybody went away from. Nobody wanted to marry her. Hoiled. The pasuk says that Kalev was hoiled as Azuva. Faith the Gemara. Hoiled v'aloi mitzvah abenasavla. He was married to her. How do you know he was married to her? From the previous pasuk, because it said that Thomas Azuva va'yikach le Kalev ben Kalev as Ephras, and we teach the pasuk that Ephras and Azuva were really the same person, and they're both Miriam va'yikach le Kalev as Ephras as a wife. That means he's also married to Azuva. So you have a steer between the two pesukim. Now you don't have a steer between the two pesukim. It's all in the drush, but so here it's mashma that he's married to Azuva, and here it's mashma gave birth to her. Rabbi Yochanan said kol anois ilush shel l'shem shemayim. If somebody marries a woman l'shem shemayim, malo l'vakosav ki ilu yod. It's as if he gave birth to her. Yerios. This pasuk refers to Yerios. The Kalev ben Chetzroin hoiles as Azuva isha, which by the way, isha now is more gishmak because hoiled as Azuva, but it's also isha. It's also his wife. Really, it's his wife. It's only malo l'vakos of kilu yalda. And then it says ve'es Yerios. So who's Yerios? Yerios is also Miriam. Miriam's Yerios, and Miriam is Azuva. Miriam is Ephras. So why is she called Yerios? Shayu panea daimili Yerios, because her face looked like Yerios. It had no color, like Yerios have no color. The pasuk continues and says, and these are her sons. It sounds like referring to the sons of who? The sons of Azuva, the sons of Yerios, the sons of Miriam. Who are they? Yesher v'shoiva v'arden. Says the Gemara, al tikri bonea ela boineha. Not boneha, but Boinel. And who is Boinel? It's referring to the man that made her. And who made her? Her husband made her. Who was that? That was Kalev. So when the pasuk says Yesher v'shoiva v'ardoim, these are all descriptions of Kalev. How so? Yesher sheyesher es atzmoi. The reason Kalev is referred to as Yesher is because he went Yashar. And he didn't get distracted by the atzas miraglim. Shoivav, what's the lashon of shoivav? Sheshibe ves yitzroi. Rashi says it's the lashon of bas ha-shoiveva. Shuvu banim shoivavim. What's a shoivav? He's a meired. He was meired. Who was he meired in? In the atzas miraglim. The ardoin, and the reason Kalev is called ardoin is sherod es yitzroi, because he was able to be koifiz yitzahara. So it's all referring to Kalev and the fact that it was only him and Yeshua Benun that were meired in the miraglim, and that's why he had these names. Ikadami, some say that why was Kalev called Ardoin? Al shahayu paneo doimim leveret. Because he caused Miriam to have a refuah, like we mentioned earlier. And when she had a refuah, her face went from looking like Yerios to sudden looking like a rose. And as a result, Ardoin is his name because he's the one that caused his wife, Miriam, to look like a veret. Another pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. It says, Ula ashchor avitakaya hayu shtei nashim chela v'naira. So there was a man, Ashchor. He's the father of Tekoya. He has two wives. One is Chela, one is Naira. Here's another pasuk that shries, Lo nitne divrei ayamim elo lidarish. Ashchor zek Kalev. This is also referring to Kalev. Why is it called Ashkor? That in order to save himself from that Tzas Meragim, we know he went to Davin by Maris HaMachpelah, he also fasted. He fasted so much, his face became black with Tainas. Avi, who's Avi? That's referring to Kalev as well. He acted like a father to Miriam, but because he took care of her like a father with all the tzarchei refuah. To Kaya, it's also referring to Kalev. Because he took his lave and he mamish embedded it with libel Hashemayim to make sure he wasn't going to get fachap with that tzas miraklim. So la ashkor avi to Kaya is Kalev. Ashkor is Kalev, avi is Kalev, and to Kaya is Kalev. He had two wives. He really owned one wife. Who is his wife? His wife is Miriam. But Miriam was Nasale Miriam Kishtei Nashim. She was like two wives. Why was she like two wives? Because there was a before and after. First she was a Chaylanis, and afterwards she was a Red of Panel, Diamond Leveret. What were the two names that really signified these two tkufis in the life of Miriam? Chela and Naira. Says the Gemara, Chela and Naira Avoid. Those are not her names. Ela Betchila Chela. And originally she's called Chela Miloshan Chayli, Lebesayf Naira, and afterwards she's called Naira Miloshan Nairos. Upnei Chela. The Pasuk over there in Divrei Hayamim continues and says, the sons of Chela with Tzeres, V'tzoichar, V'esnon. Says the Gemara. These three names of Tzeres, Tzoichar, and Esron are really all descriptions of Miriam. Tzeres, Shenasis, Tzara, L'chavriseh. She became a Tzara for Chavriseh because all her friends were Meskanes B'yofya. She was so beautiful. That's how much of a Naira she became. And as a result, she gets the name Tzeres. Tzoyar, Shahayu Panea, Doimen Kitzarayim. She glowed like the Tzarayim. Esnan, Shakola Roya, Oysa Moylich Esnan Lishna. Anyone that saw her brought a gift to his wife, Meloshin Esnan. So it should lead to Tashmish Ben Al-Kaponim. One thing came out of today's daf is a lot of names of Miriam. And that's a little bit of the rest of the story. But we return to the narrative of the Pesukim in the beginning of Parashat Shemot. So the Pasuk says, Vayitzav Paroi L'chol Amoy Lemer. Right, so originally, Paroi goes to the Mealdos, Shema Achas Shifra, V'Shema Achas Pua, and he tries to get them to execute his plan. The plan of killing all the boys. It didn't work. Vayaslan Batim. So now, Paroi needs a shtickle plan B. So Vayitzav Paroi L'chol Amoy Lemer, Tzimtzveitim Al Kala Ben Hayiloid Hayo'ir Tashlichu. You should throw them into the yard. Amr Rav Yisrael B'chanir, Yisrael B'chanina said, Afal Amoy Gaza. What does it mean, Vayitzav Paroi L'chol Amoy, that he included Amoy in the Gzeiro? Meaning, he knew, and this is the rest of the story, that this was already the day that Mashiach and Shai Yisrael was going to be born, and he started getting a little bit worried. So what he decided was that every single boy that's born, and even if this boy is going to be from the Mitzrim, even he should be thrown into the air. That if you do a sikum on the Gzeiros HaParoi, you see it happen in three phases. And then afterwards, they don't just kill the child. You have to throw him into the river. And then eventually he was Geyser, even an Alamoy, that even their sons should be thrown into the yard. Either way, this concludes the first part, which is the majority of the daf, but the first portion of the narrative here in the beginning of Parashat Shemot. But the Pasuk continues. And the Pasuk says, again, these are all Psukim that we're very, very familiar with. It says, Vayelech Ishmi Beis Levi, a man went from Beis Levi, Vayikach is Bas Levi, and he took a girl from the family of Levi. And then this woman became pregnant and she gave birth to a son. And when the boy was born, she saw that he was toiv. And she hid him for 3 months. She couldn't hide him anymore. So she made a wicker basket. And she smeared it with clay and with tar. And she put the child inside this basket, vatosem basuf, put the basket into the suf, al svas hayor, at the edge of the yard. Zok to Gemara, vayelech ish mi beis levi, leheichon halach. Where did this person from Beis Levi go? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zevina. So Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zevina said, Shalach Batzas Bitoi. He went following the Eitza of his daughter. So the ish mi beis levi was Amram. And the Isha from Bas Levi was Yocheved. The daughter is Miriam. And because of the Eitzah of the daughter Miriam, Vayelech Ishmi Beis Levi, Vayikach Es Bas Levi. Zok the Gemara. Here's the rest of the story. A classic. Tan. Amr Gadol Adar Hayu. Amr was the Gadol Adar. Kibin Shigaz Apari Rosh Kol Aben Ayud Ad Yashlichu. When Pari Rosh made the Gzeira, that any boy that's going to be born has to be thrown into the yard. This is the second Gzeira. Amr Lashavanu Amelim. We're wasting our time. Why are we having children? They're going to end up being thrown into the yard anyways. Amr Vigirish Asishta. So what did he do? He divorced his wife. Amdu Kulam Vigirish Asna Shayse. Because he was the God of Adar. That's why we're starting off. Amr was the God of Adar. Because whatever he's going to do, people are going to follow. Amr Lebita, so his daughter Miriam told him, Abba, Koshik Zay Roscha, Yosef Mishal Par, Yog Zay is worse than Par. Shabar, the Gozer El Allah Scharim, Vato Gozer, Allah Scharim, Allah Nakavis. Because now no one's having any children. Par, the Gozer El Abba Ilmazet, Par is Zay Roscha Ilmazet, the Ato Ba Ilmazet, the Lo Ilm Abba. Pari a Rasha, here we call him a Rasha. Sofik miskayem is gzei rasa. Sofik ain't a miskayem. This is a sofik if his gzei is going to have a kiyum. Ata tzadik bevadai she gzei rascha miskayem is. Meridiga hergish. Pari is a Rasha. I don't know if his gzei is going to have a kiyum, but your gzei will for sure have a kiyum because tzadik goyiz of Hakadosh Baruch Hu mekayem. Shenema, this is the makar to that. V'sigzar oimer v'yakam loch. So if you say this for sure, it's going to happen. Amad v'hechzer asishtai. So Amram heard what his wife said. What his daughter said, and he took his wife back. He was machzer, amdu kulam, vehechzirus nishayseim. So everybody did the same thing. And that's the context of this pasuk. Vayelech ish mi beis levi, vayikach is baslev. But freak the Gemara. That if the ish and the isha are Amram and Yecheved, and they had been married, had children already. So if that's the case, so why does it say vayikach, as if they're getting married for the first time? What should it have said? Vayachsam yibayile. It should have said they're getting married for the second time. Amar Rabbi Yudabar Zvino. So Rabbi Yudabar Zvino said, she'osala maisa lekuchen. That the pshat is he did a maisa lekuchen. Meaning he got married to her again. He made the chasin as if he was marrying her for the first time. Hashiva v'apirion, he put her on an apirion like a chuppah. The iron and Miriam are acting lefanel. Umalachi asharis, Amru and the Malachi asharis, they got involved in this simcha and they said, "Ema bonim semech." The pasuk says, "Vayikach es bas levi." Afraid the gemara, "Efshe bas meir shloishim shana havio v'kari la bas." We know Yocheved at that time is 130 years old, and if she's 130 years old, how can you call her a bas? A bas sounds like she's a young girl. Amru Rav Chama Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina said, "Zu Yocheved sheherasa baderech v'leidasa ben achaymos." This is referring to Yocheved, who was conceived on the road and was born ben achaymos. So, what's zu? What's the context over here? The context is the pasuk says that how many yidden went to Mitzrayim? Kol nefesh lebeis Yaakov abba Mitzrayim, shivim nefesh. So they were 70 people. Yet, if you count, we know it was 69. So Chazal say to reconcile this contradiction that really Zu Yecheved is the 70th. Shenol de Bein HaChoymas. How do you know it was Yecheved? Shenema, because the pasuk says Asher Yolda Oisol Levi in Mitzrayim. The pasuk says Yecheved was born to Levi in Mitzrayim, and we darshin Yolda Leidas in Mitzrayim, Veinay Ras in Mitzrayim. Okay, so what does it have to do with Yecheved being 130 years old at this time? Because we know how long we did in Mitzrayim, 210 years. As soon as Amram takes Yecheved back, a boy is born, Moshe Rabbeinu. How old was Moshe B'shas Tzitzis? 80. So it's back of the envelope arithmetic. It's 210 minus 80 is 130. So you know she's 130. So again, what's the kasha? Vayikach es bas levi. Efsher bas meu shloishim shana havyo. Vikari la bas. Amr Rabbi Yehuda said, shenoldu basimani nairus. A miracle happened and she came back to being young. Shenoldu basimani nairus. Vatar ho isha. How could you say that after this Maisa was Vatari Ish Vatelet Ben, we know she was already pregnant with Moshe Rabbeinu before then? How do we know? That's what the Gemara later is going to say. But we are going to see later that was the Metzias. So if that was the Metzias from the Hemshech of the Pasuk, that Vayelech Ishmi Beis Levi, Vayikach Es Bas Levi, and then right afterwards, the next pasuk, Vatara Isha Vatelet Ben, if the Vatara had already happened from the first Zivug, so what's now the Vatara Isha Vatelet Ben? Zok the Gemara, Omar, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zvina, Makish Leidos Lahirasa. The reason the Torah mentioned here Vatar, really we could just say Vatelet, because the Vatar happened already. The reason we mention it here is because we want to make a hekesh between the Leida of Yecheved and the Heroin of Yecheved. And that is Ma Hirasa Shalei Betzar, just like Hirasa was Shalei Betzar, Af Leidasa Shalei Betzar, Umikana, this is a limud, L'chol Noshim Tzidkaniyos, Shalei Hoyu Befiskos Shalchava, that they were not included in the Klola of Chava. Vatera Oysa Hitoifu. So this boy is born, And she saw him, and he was Toiv. Tanya, Rameir says Toiv Shmai. His name was Toiv. That's why it says Ki Toiv. Rabbi Yudah Omer Toiv Yashmai. His name was Tuvia. Rabbi Nechemya Omer Hagel Lenevius. Toiv because she was able to see Baruch HaKodesh that he was Roy Lenevius. Acherim Omer, Acherim say, Noilak Shuma. No, he was born Mal, and that's why he was called Toiv. The Chomer say, B'shosh Anoel HaMoshe, Moshe Rabbeinu was born, Nesmala HaBayis Kulei Ar. The entire house was filled with Ar. Ksiv Ach, it says, Ovi B'Ater Oisek Ki Toiv, Hu, Ksiv Hasem, and it says, V'yara Likim Es Ha'ar Ki Toiv, Mamish, the Oir of Moshe has a Sheiches to the Oir of V'yara Likim Es Ha'ar Ki Toiv, the Oir Agonos, but I'll call upon him, that just like that Oir was Toiv, this Oir was Toiv as well. Tosfos asks, just get I to speak it out, because we have related raid bites on this, and that is, the first Tana mentioned in this Braisa is Rameir. And then we mention Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemya, Acherim, and the Chacham. Who's Acherim? We know Acherim is Rameir. So how could you have one Braisa? We have Saishitas Rameir, Saishitas Acherim. This is what Tosfos brings the Yesh Oimrim, that wherever you find Acherim and Shas, it's Rameir, but Torah that he's saying over in the name of Elisha Baravu, in the name of his Rebbe Ach. But it's Peneu Shloish Yirach. So she hid him for 3 months. Why'd she hide him for 3 months? The reason is, because the Mitzrim were keeping cheshbin of the babies that were going to be born. Now they knew that Yocheved and Miriam had separated. I mean, Yocheved and Amram had separated. So in their mind, when did they have to start cheshbining? After this great sechasana that took place. So they started counting from then. But she had already been beheroin earlier. This is that Gemara we were referencing with. Earlier, Tlasa Yarchim Eikara. And as a result, this is where this was Nageir. Rashi Chumash says that Moshe was Noilad Lashiva, not Latisha, and that was the Cheshbin. Either way, so she hides him for 3 months, and then after she couldn't hide him anymore. I might dispenay Vatazel. She had a hiding place. It sounds like she had a hiding place. So why couldn't she hide him? Whenever the Mitzrayim would hear that a baby was born, so they would chap that maybe the Yidden are not executing the Gzeira, literally, and maybe they're not killing these children. So Mamtu Yanuka Hasim, they would bring a baby there. Because when a baby hears another baby cry, it starts crying. And this is Merumas and the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Echezalonu Shualim Shualim Ktanim, referring to these little babies. Vatikachloi Tevas Goim. Maishna Goim. Why Goim? Why was the basket made of wicker? The reason they used wicker was because tzaddikim amoinim is chavalayim yoisem igufam. They didn't want to use anything expensive. They dafke use something billig. Aye, what do you mean? You're putting a baby there. Yeah, but mamoyim is chavav aleim yoisim igufim. The kol kachlama. Why would that be the case? The fisha in poishin yadayim begasel, because they're very erlich and every dollar is so becheshmen, so they have an erlich dollar. They're not just giving it away so fast. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni Yomer, Shmuel bar Nachmeni said that the reason they used wicker was it's a davar rach. It's something that's soft. She yochelav mifnei davar rach ubifnei davar kasha. This would be able to withstand anything soft, but even a davar kasha, as opposed to something hard. It's like if something hard crashes into a rock, it's going to split in half. Something soft, counterintuitively, actually could hold a little bit stronger. The pasuk says that tachmira b'chemar u'bazafes. So chemar is clay and zafes is tar. Tana chemar b'befnim. That was on the inside. The zafes b'chutz on the outside. Why? We didn't want that the zafes should be on the inside because it smells bad. This tzaddik, he was already toiv. He's kulay ar. So we didn't want him to have to smell. They took the baby and they put him in the basket, and the basket was put in the sof. What's the sof? Rabbi Lazar says yam sof. It meant yam sof. That's the sof. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni said agam, it means a swamp. Kedichsev, you find that a swamp is a sof. Kone vasof ka melu. And in that pasuk, you see that a swamp is referred to as a sof. So just to end with two ha'aras. First ha'ara is, so the pasuk said, this goes back, way back towards the beginning of the Zataf. The Kasha Ya'anu Oysoi, Kein Yirba, V'chein Yifroitz. Says the Gemara, grammatically it would seem to be incorrect. What it should have said was, V'kasha Ya'anu Oysoi, Kein Rabu, V'chein Partzu. What's Kein Yirba, V'chein Yifroitz? Amar Reish Lakish said, Ruach HaKodesh, V'vasrasan, Ruach HaKodesh was talking and said, Kein Yirba, V'chein Yifroitz. We mention Rashi's Lashon HaChumash, where Rashi says, U'medroshoi, Ruach HaKodesh Oymeres Kein, Atem Oymrim Pen Yirba. You worry Pen Yirba, V'ani Oymer Ichzo Kein Yirba. Not Pen Yirba, but I say that really it's going to be Kein Yirba. But the point is that there was an element here of Kasha Ya'anu Oysoi, as the shibud started progressing, kein yirbe v'chein yifroitz. The Ramban, in his Pirush al HaTorah, in Parashas Bamidbar, so the psukim there are counting the shvatim of Klal Yisrael, and each shevet has its cheshbon. Says the Ramban, that if you go through the psukim and you look at these numbers a little bit carefully, there's an incredible observation. The pasuk says, "Vehine lo yhoyu shevet halevim kashar hashvatim." Shevet Levi was different than all the other shvatim. Why? Kimi ben chodesh v'mayla, because the Levim, who were counted not from when they turned 20, but from when they were 30 days old, lo yhoyu rak esu mishnayim elef. There were only 22,000 Levim. Umi ben shloishim shana, and from 30 and on, the ganze number is minus 8,000. Vehine, and if that's the case, lo yagiyu mi ben esrim shana v'maylo lechatzi shevet mi Yisrael apachas shabekula. That means if you would adjust the numbers from 20 to 60, the way all the other shvatim were counted, shevet Levi would be so much less than any other shevet, less than half of the pachas shabekula. Says the Ramban that them is like this. That Bishleima, if they were already at the point where they were carrying the Aron, so then I could hear. We know that was a dangerous geshäft. Oh, but the Ramban's Moisev Adayim Loi Nasu Aron Shetiyah Kedusha Mechala Oisam. So if that's the case, V'zetema Eich Lo Yiyu Chasidov V'oivdov Kishar Kol Ha'am Bruchei Hashem. Says Ramban, V'ani Choshev Echalt Shezeh Chizuk L'masha Amru Chazal that they weren't involved in the Shibud Mitzrayim and Avodas Parach. If that's the case, v'hine Yisrael Asher Meiru Hamitzrayim Eschayim Avodas Kasher Gedei Lamatom Hoyer Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mar Ba'Oisam Kenege Gzeres Mitzrayim K'moish Shenemar V'Kasher Yanu Oisai Kein Yir B'V'Chein Yifrit V'Kasher Nemar Oid B'Gzera Embenu V'Amiten Oisai V'Yir V'Am V'Yatzmu Ma'Oi Ki Hakadosh Baruch Hu Imahem, because the Eibishter was with them. V'Omer, and he said Nirid Var Miyakum. Mi many or mi hen, aval shiftei shalevi, but shiftei shalevi paru veravu kiderech kol haaretz, aval loy olu lemaila kishar hashvatim. But they did not go lemaila kishar hashvatim. So says the Ramban that if you do the math, you do the census of shevet Levi relative to all the other shvatim, and ichoshev she's a chizuk. It's a tremendous chizuk to this chazal because you see the special. Poru vayishvetu bayarbu vayatzmu b'moid moid that the Yidden had that came all a dank. It came as a result of the fact that there was a Shiva Mitzrayim. But being that Shevet Levi wasn't a Shiva Mitzrayim, so it's for that reason that they weren't zoicha to have this special bracha when it came to their puravu. Avol shivtoi shalevi paru v'ravu kiderach kol haaretz. Avol olu lemaila kishar hashvatim. And that's why if you go through the math, you do the numbers, that's why the cheshbon comes out the way it comes out. I was just thinking, maybe to be moisef, one knitch. And that is, we know that the Yidden were Mitzrayim for 210 years. But really, the Shibud Mitzrayim wasn't 210 years, but rather the Shibud Mitzrayim was 86 years. In fact, we know that Miriam was called Miriam, Al Shem Vayimaru Eschayim. So really, these psukim that we talked about in today's daf, Avodas Parech, Markedisle, this whole geshäft all went on for a period of 86 years. Miriam was 86 years old, B'shas Yitzias Mitzrayim. She was called Miriam, Al Shem Vayimaru Eschayim, even though in today's daf we saw Miriam had a lot of names, but she's called Miriam, Al Shem Vayimaru Eschayim. That means the Shibud of Mitzrayim, the Vayimaru Eschayim, that took place for a period of 86 years. There's another pasuk that says, Umoisha b'nei Yisrael, Asher Yashvu b'Mitzrayim, Shloishim Shana v'Arba Me'ah Shana. That the Yidden were Mitzrayim for 430 years. And this is a very, very hard pasuk to understand. It's a pasuk in Parashas Bo. It sounds like the Yidden were Mitzrayim for 430 years, 210, the Shibud was 86. By the Brisbane Absarim, Yodoya Teda Kigay years, Arach Beretz Lehem v'Avodav Inu Oisim, Arba Me'ah Shana. So we have a raid by trying to reconcile all these different numbers. But the bottom line is that the pasuk seems to say, Umoisha b'nei Yisrael, Asher Yashvu b'Mitzrayim, Shloishim Shana v'Arba Me'ah Shana. So how do you reconcile 430 years specifically with the idea that the Yidden had Shibud Mitzrayim for only 86 years? So it says the Chasam Sofer, Adav Nifla. He says that really, the Yidden was supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 430 years. And that's how long the Shibud was supposed to be. Based on the Gzeira, they should have been in Mitzrayim for 430 years, and that would have been the Gzeira. Narvas. Klal Yisrael is made up of how many people? 600,000 people. So they were shuldig 600,000 people times 430 years. That's the shibud that Klal Yisrael was achraya for. But what happened? What happened was is that when the Yidden had babies, it was shisha bekeres echad. And because it was shisha bekeres echad, they multiplied. So much so the Chazal say, v'chamushim ol b'nei Yisrael me'aretz Mitzrayim. That when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, how many Yidden left Mitzrayim? It was v'chamushim. It was only one-fifth that really left. Meaning, how many Yidden were in Mitzrayim during the Zman of the Shibud? It's 600,000 times 5. 600,000 times 5 is 3 million. Meaning, instead of it being 600,000 Yidden in the Shibud Mitzrayim, the real number ended up being 3 million. Zochtech Sam Sofer, if you do 3 million and you multiply it by 86, it's the exact same number as 600,000 multiplied by 430. And the Chassam Sofer says, that's the oimik, that's why Bnei Yisrael paru. The reason that the Yidden was zoicha to this inyan is because this Shiva Mitzrayim was supposed to be very, very long. They were supposed to have a Shiva Mitzrayim of 430 years. Kemirumas in the Pasuk, Moshe Bnei Yisrael, Asher Yashuv Mitzrayim, Shloshim Shana, V'arba Mei Shana. But what's going to be if there's going to be 430 years of Galus? So what happened was, Davish came, and he made this miracle. The miracle was, and these neshamas that came, they only came l'sha, and that's why we didn't hear from these neshamas again. Because the whole tachlis of these neshamas were come with to be in this world, to be mashlim the galus like this. They shouldn't have to be Mitzrayim for 430 years. They should only have to be Mitzrayim 86 years. And he says, that's why if you do the math, 86 times 3 million is the exact same number. It's literally to the penny. It's the exact same number as the cheshbin of 600,000 times 430. But al-kaponim, the Chassam Sofer doesn't fear ice, but it's pashit. That's the oymik and kashi ya'anu oise kein yirba v'chein yifroitz. Because the two are correlated to each other. Not the knage of ani amarti pen yirba. You said pen yirba and I'm saying kein yirba. But al-kaponim, there's a shaychus between the kashi ya'anu oise and the kein yirba v'chein yifroitz. Because the kein yirba v'chein yifroitz is a result of the kashi ya'anu oise. It's related to the kashi ya'anu oise. If there was no kashi ya'anu oise, they wouldn't have had the shisha b'keres echad zok Chassam Sofer. The whole Shisha Bekeres Echad is all because of the Inuy. It's because of the Shibud. And we can't be in Gaulus for 400, because who's going to survive Gaulus for 430 years? They were in the Sharm Memtes after 86 years. How are they going to survive another all these years? And it's for that reason you have this connection, this correlation between Kashi Anu Oys and Ken Yirba V'Ken Yifres. Just to end with one final aura, and that is the Pasuk says, Vayasla and Batim. Machlekes Rabban Shmuel. Chadama once said that what were the Batim? The batim were batei kuna, batei levi. V'chadam, and the other one said it was batei malchus. So we mentioned this before, that Rav Reuven Margolis, in his Margolis Hayam, in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Beis, and it's also in the Sefer Shem Oilam, he says that even though the Gemara says that it's not clear, chadam of chadam, which one of these Amayram, was it Rav Shmuel that said batei kuna, batei levi, or was it Rav and Shmuel that said batei malchus? Meaning, was it Aharon Moshe, or was it David HaMelech? B'yesh Loimar, there's a remez from another place in Shas of exactly who said what. The Gemara says in Perek Chelik, Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Beis, Amar Rav said, Le'ivri Alma Elu LeDavid. The world was created for David HaMelech. The Shmuel Amar Shmuel said, Le'ivri Alma Elu LeMoshe. Zok Rashi. Rav said, Le'ivri Alma Elu LeDavid, B'schus David. She'ya Osid Loimar Kama Shiroiz V'sush Bachos. Shmuel said, Le'ivri Alma Elu LeMoshe. Bishvil Moshe, Shayasa the Kabbalah Satira. David HaMelech, Rav says that the Tachlis of Brios Oilam was David HaMelech. Le'ivri Alma El LeDavid. The Shiris V'Sishbachas. We've spoken in the past that Rav is Tfila, B'schus Tfilas Rav. Shmuel said, Le'ivri Alma El LeMoshe. Why Moshe? Because the Tachlis of the Brio is not Shiris V'Sishbachas, but it's Moshe Shayasa the Kabbalah Satira. So said Rav Margolis, Yesh Loimar, Rav held that the Iker, the Tachlis, was David. Shmuel held the Ikka the Tachas as Moshe. So Vayasla and Batim. And the bracha is the Spitz bracha. What's the Spitz bracha? Rav Shmuel. One said that it's Batei Malchus. The other said it's Batei Kuna V'Leviya. Yesh Loimah, that Rav who said Le'ivri Alma Elo LeDavid, so he holds it's Batei Malchus. Whereas Shmuel that said that it's Le'ivri Alma Elo LeMoshe, so he's the one that says that it's Batei Kuna V'Leviya. It's Aharon and Moshe who came from Sheva Levi. So Rav Margolis went vayt. He said there's another Gemara. There's a Gemara Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf. The Gemara says, Rav Shmuel. There was a machlokes Rav Shmuel. Chadama once said, Chamishim Shari Bina Nivru Uba Oilam. There were 50 Shari Bina that were created in the world. The Kula Nitnu LeMoshe Chaser Echad. And they were all given to Moshe Chaser Echad. Moshe Rabbeinu got 49. Shenem, as the Pasuk says, Vatechasreyu Ma'at me Elokim. And he continued and said, this one Amor, we don't know who it is, it's either Rabbi Shmuel, that Bikish Kehelis, what does that mean? Bikish Kehelis, Shlomo HaMelech wanted to be like Moshe, Yatzis HaBaskel, Baskel came out, V'Amrlei and said, V'Kos of Yosher Divrei Emes, V'Loikom Navi Oid, be Yisrael ke Moshe. That the cause of Yosha Divrei Emes, there can never be another Navi like Moshe. So you, Shloimeh HaMelech, Bikash Gehelis, you want to be on this level, you can't be on this level. Chadam, the other one said, B'Neviim Loikam. No, just the opposite. Although it's true, it says, Loikam Navi Yoy, be Yisrael ke Moshe, but that means B'Neviim Loikam. But B'Melachim, come. As it relates to a Melech, in other words, Rav and Shmuel, there was a Machloikis, where the Shloimeh HaMelech was as great, or maybe even greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. The Pasuk says, Loikam Navi Yoy, be Yisrael ke Moshe. But one man Dama says, B'Neviim Loikam, Avul B'Malachim Kam. The other man Dama said not. But we don't know who said what. We don't know if Rav is the one that said that Shloimeh was as great as Moshe, or we don't know if Shmuel is the one that said that Shloimeh was as great, or maybe even greater than Moshe. Said Rav Ruvam Agolos, Yeh Shloimeh. That Rav who said, Le'ivri Almo El L'David, who sang Shiris V'Shus Bachis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rav that said, Vayasla and Batim, is referring to Batei Malchus. So he holds that Shloimeh HaMelech, and that's why he's going to be the Chadama that said, B'Neviim Loikam Ava Malachim Ka. Shmuel that said, Le'ivri Almo El L'Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu is the Shpitz. Vayasla and Batim is Batei Kun of Leviyah. So if that's the case, that he's going to say, there's no way Shloimeh HaMelech was greater or even as great as Moshe. So Bikesh Koheles, Liyos Ke Moshe, Yatzis Abaskov, Anulay, because of Yosha Devri Emes. I'm sorry, this is not something that's going to be possible. But the Rebbe Magolis added one knetch. He said that the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Mevava Meralev that Kaloim David Chata Ene Elatoya, Amar Rav. So Rav, Zokti Gemara, Amar Rav, Rebbe the Asim Medavid, Mahapach Beschusi the David. Rav himself came from David. So Rav who fashtei that Rebbe the Asim Bedavid, Mahapach Bedavid, and Rav himself comes from that world. See, he's being Mahapach Beschusi the David. Like Ivri Alma El the David. Vayaslan Batim is David. And that Shloimeh, who also comes from David, he's Taka, someone that could be on the Madrega of Nebuah. Shmuel, we know, was a Kayin. Shmuel, we know, was a Kayin. It's a Gemara Megillah Daf Chaf Gimel Amid Aleph. Shmuel was a Kayin. The Kayin we know throughout Shas is always Messiah the Kayin. I'm a kohen that's Messiah, a kohen. So Shmuel is the kahana, Messiah, a kahana. And that's why he said, Vayasla hem batin, is bate leviyah. That's Moshe. It's also bate kuna. But just one hoysafa that I saw, that is, in the Sefer Melchamos Yehuda from Harav HaGoyim, Rav Mordechai Yehuda Lubart, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Sifsois of Yehuda, Dovois Bekever, who was the Lublina Talmud, he was a Talmud of Meir Shapiro, he was a Talmud of the Kodesh Glava Goyim. So I saw in his Sefer in Parashat Shmos. So Chazal say, Vayiki Yoru HaMiyaldes Esu Alikim, Vayas Lehem Batim. And what does Batim mean? Machlikis Ram and Shmuel. One said it was Bati Kun of Leviyah, the other one says that it was Bati Malchus. So he says, Vayesh Loim Aroid. Such a beautiful hergesh, such a simple hergesh. He says, "V'yesh loymer oid b'mashmois v'yas lehem batim shehakavono lebayis b'mashmo usay hapshuta." You know what the bracha was? You know what Shifra and Pua was zaychato? You want to know what Yecheved and Miriam was zaychato? You want to know what Klal Yisrael was zaychato? V'yas lehem batim. They were zaychato a house. Kihine kiyum bayis mishpachti b'shleimus haruuya. To have a nice, peaceful house is a dover gadol. It's from the things that literally single out the Yidden and make the Yidden unique. From all the other nations, that they have this maila, that they have a house. They have a family. Shebein Ksolov, that in between the walls, Tishrin Ni'imus. Shechin as a Meir de Gezach. Abapashin Ni'imus shal Chayim Yesharim. V'chol halichos Chayi habayis. V'hamishpacha hapshutim. V'harigilim yiyu mitzuyonim b'matzav ruach shal oineg rav. V'sipuk hanefesh. That's the Vayas Lehem Batim. Bati Kohuna, Bati Leviya, Bati Malchus, Madregis, Hashoyis Hashchino. Obe V'yesh Loi Mar Oid, Ahergish Van Aloblina Talmud. Poshnit, Sha'akavono Lebayis B'mashmo Usay Hapshuto. It was Vayas Lehem Batim. And he explains why they were Zoicha Mida Kenegin Mida to this Indian. But Al Kaponim, it was the Mesiris Nefesh of Shifra and Pua, what they did, that they were zoich to Vayas Lehem Batim, that Yidden would have Malchus, Yidden would have Kohuna, Yidden would have Leviyah, Yidden would have a Moshe and a Haran and a David and a Shlomo. But not just that. Klal Yisrael would be Mitzuyanim Sham. That in a world of craziness, Fayas Lehem Batim, there's still a Tzura of a Yiddish Shtov. A Tzura of a Shtov where you walk inside the walls, Tishren Ne'imu Shel Chayim Yisharim. V'chol Alichas Chaya Habayis V'amishpacha Hapshutim V'arigilim Yiu Mitzuyanim B'matzav Ruach Shel Oineg Rav V'sipo Kanefesh. That's something Klal Yisrael has. And that's a Poshib Shat. That because of the Mesiris Nefesh, that Shifra and Pua had for the Yaldei HaIvrim, they were Zoicha, Vayas Lehem Batim, that they should have a Yiddish Shtiv.